Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Welcome to a Saturday version of the Consciousness Shift. This is Gwen Berry. I'm in South Florida, and with me tonight are so far two other ladies, both practitioners. Ruthanne, and you know, I'm going to make you say your own last name again because I'm going to mangle it so terribly.
My name is Ruthanne Amartefio.
Amartefio.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And of course, Nicole Tomasini. Nick, are you there?
I am. Hello.
And Flash Silvermoon is supposed to join us also. So I'm sure she'll call in in a few minutes. And our topic, our roundtable discussion tonight, is going to focus on recently all of the fear and dark energy that's been out there sort of hanging around. Oh, my God. I got to tell you, I just hate this fucking magic mouse on...
Wow, well, then don't hold back.
I'm sorry. It just rebooted the whole studio page. Anyways, I thought I'd start us out, ladies, with a little bit of Esther Hicks with Abraham.
All right.
There's a plethora of powerful counselors and teachers who have been attempting to get people to be round pegs and square holes, who know the futility of that. In other words, your world is ripe for this understanding. It is ripe for this understanding. So as you know it and hold it and set forth your intention to attract those who know it too, there will be a gathering of counselors and teachers and a movement of allowing the light of which this matter is not seen in. In other words, this is the time of awakening. And what that means is waking up to who you are, not waking up to who your mother thinks you ought to be. Waking up to who you are, waking up to what you have put in your vibrational escrow, not fulfilling the wishes and needs of a society or of others. When you tap in, as a well-meaning teacher as you are, to the personal desire of a person who is living life and they have put some things out there in their vibrational escrow, and you look at them knowing the perfection of where they stand, and you give your undivided attention to who they have asked for themselves to be, now you are an uplifter of extreme proportion. It feels good, but it isn't. It is as simple as this. You're interacting with one person who could feel happier than they do. And you have the ability to see them as they really are and hold your picture of who they really are so clearly in your own mind that when they're with you, they see it too.
Ladies, I find that Abraham, through Esther Hicks, is giving me a lot of good moments lately. We have two other callers online, and I'm sure one of them is Flash, and I'm not sure who else is there.
Flash is here. Flash is in the building.
Flash is
352 area code. Go ahead. Who is this?
This is Flash.
Oh, okay. I got an 804. Let me check it out and see who that is. With any amount of luck, we'll find... Hello, 804 area code.
Hi, my name is Hugh. I'm in Virginia.
Hi. right. We're actually doing a roundtable discussion. I thought you were someone else. I do thank you for calling in. Was there something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I'd love to be part of the roundtable because I'm standing in my truth and I got rid of the fear and I'm a way shower and I'm bringing in a whole new paradigm to global economics, bringing spirituality into global economics and combining it with unconditional love.
Well, you know what? I really can't argue with that. That certainly qualifies for having an opinion, and we are having a roundtable discussion. The topic that we are actually focusing on right now is, as all of us are who have come to this are in one way or another spiritual teachers or makers and part of a community of new conscious awareness. And and ladies, please chime in, Nicole, Flash, Ruth Ann. The conversation that I invited you all to actually be a part of this evening is to address all of the overwhelming fear right now, the polarities. And we've had a lot of wonderful information out there that's talking about, I think over at Transitions, it's Team Dark.
And I like that description.
I like that name.
And on the other hand, too, there's also the side to realize that it's part of a balancing and also part of a catalyst to create the change that needs to happen to make everything balanced once again on the holistic side of looking at this. And there's also the question that I think we could look at or we could address about how different segments of our community is approaching all of this right now. So I don't want to be the only one standing here talking.
Well, would you like a little astro data in terms of the energies we're playing with?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You know, that would be wonderful. And let me introduce you formally to the audience. Flash, actually, you know what?
What?
Give a synopsis of your experience with life and where you're at right now as far as being a spiritual guide and teacher during these times, during this year, really.
Okay. Well, I've been...
You bring a lot.
Excuse me?
You bring a lot to the table, so...
Thank you. Well, I've been at this change business probably since I was born, kind of drafted from the womb, as it were, and I've been working spiritually a long, long time. This year, in particular... I would say that the goddess is up the ante a tad for all of us, and it actually feels good not to feel so personally tagged, if you will, because there's plenty to be spread around, and boy, is it being spread around. you know, it was very relieving to me personally to hear about all the ascension symptoms. So I wouldn't feel like I personally was one sorry witch.
Exactly.
You know, it was pretty good to know that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been following the stars for some 40 years. I'm an astrologer, psychic, and animal communicator. And I work with people, and I work with animals. And lately, I can say over the last week, well, over months, I've been feeling very, very called to be that calm center as best as I can for my community and the people who are interested in what I'm doing. And I've been getting good feedback to that effect just lately, which was nice to know, not being a voice in the wilderness, et cetera, that what I'm trying to do is being received. I make gem elixirs is one of the things that I've been doing a lot lately, and I listen to spirit as to what that should be. And a while back, I needed to make deep peace. Well, before that was 2012, the shift, surprise. And then we went into Lemuria Rising, raised the vibe for the tribe, and then followed by deep peace, followed by the bliss wave, which I thought was pretty nice, since calm and peace was a rare commodity. Bliss was even rarer, but much more necessary. Followed by the last, which was most important, I think, which is the golden armor. And there's so much resistance going on energetically, so many challenges, particularly to those of us who've been working at this for a long time. And that golden armor just seemed like the ticket, something very necessary. And just as I make it, I mean, just because you don't have it or you don't have it yet in your possession doesn't mean it's not changing the planet energetically, even just being made. So I'm working on that level. I'm working on just communicating with people on the air, on the computer, whatever I can to try to help people get out of the fear. I want to know things. I think it's good to know the crap that's coming down and then not sit in it. Then move forward with the elevation, which is what all of us have to be doing. We want to keep our frequency high, no matter how crappy low the stuff is around us.
Well, in a nuts and bolts kind of, well, I'm sorry.
That's okay, I'm done.
Is introduce everybody, get everybody's ID on the table, as it were. So, Flash, can we come back to you, especially
absolutely
for the logical information? Ruth Ann, will you give us a little bit of where you're coming from and where you've been, where you're at in the moment? Boy, that was good, wasn't it? Yeah.
Right, and where I am. Where I am, yes, in the moment. I have been, well, as you know, a vegetarian for 20-some years, and last year I turned vegan. And that's where I'm concentrating right now, on a cruelty-free, plant-based diet for the planet, actually, a healthier. So I'm more into the gardening and helping people with that, and teaching different things about the environment. Next month at a festival, I'm doing the plant-based diet. I'm doing Beyond Recycling. And then, you know, the whole, like, what can we do with the planet kind of thing on the physical level and the spiritual level. So I think that right now I think it's a very good time for that, for us to reassess, you know, what we're doing, actually physically, not just spiritually, because we know that we're going to other levels. People that, you know, a couple of years ago wouldn't have had a clue are really starting to get it now,
mm-hmm.
and they know we're moving up. So I think it's a great time to be alive and a great time to start, if I'm going to start, to keep up with some of these different ways of raising the consciousness.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole Tomasini, lay it on us.
I'm a performer and a singer, and I've been working on a talk show that I want to be a free speech zone and talking about everything that exists, as well as bringing, our motto is love yourself, love the world. And so we have, you know, doormen that have been a New York doorman for 18 years with crazy stories. And then next time I think we're going to have Asa on, you know, being a psychic and start opening up that, the spiritual side of talking, even as an entertainment show. Mm. And lately, in this past year, I feel a little, I seem to call myself the mad scientist in the tower for a while, because I've been given time, a lot more time and a lot more alone time than ever, and I see that I'm working constantly to raise my vibration and my energy. And being a scientist's daughter, I also am very interested in, like you said, with what I'm eating and working everything I can to raise all the levels, including reworking my brain. So,
well, that's a good one to remember, working on opening or connecting the brain up.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman who's with us, I didn't cut you off. You're with us. Can you tell us who you are and where you're at again? I know I asked you before.
Yeah, Virginia.
Yes, I'm calling from Virginia. I'm from New York, though, and my last name has global recognition. My first name is Hugh, H-U-G-H. The last name is Trawlsen, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy. You'll see various things on the internet, and if you Google Trawlsen and Company Incorporated, my father manufactured commercial refrigerators and freezers. They're in hotels, hospitals, schools, restaurants all around the country and around the world.
Ah. And right now, do you mind giving us a sort of a placeholding where you're at right now in the world and as this roundtable is addressing the polarities that we're all facing at a time of great change, where your position on the table is, if you will.
Yes, I have so many things looking to come out of me. Through all my lifetime experiences, I'm 67 years old, I have had UFO, paranormal, and near-death experiences, and I look at myself as sort of a way-shower, and I feel that I came here for divine purpose, and that is what I was mentioning in the beginning, creating a whole new paradigm of bringing spirituality into global economics and combining it with unconditional love. I was blessed to have an Earth Angel for a wife for 35 and a half years until she passed in January 2007. She taught me unconditional love. You can actually see a picture of her on her wedding day if you Google creativity777.com. On that same site is a letter from President Obama to me related to the economy, dated July 7, 2009. And there's a powerful poem that I dedicated to my wife. That poem is in the President Ronald Reagan Library, and it's discussed as a weapon against terrorism in the interview that can be downloaded from the blog, and currently I'm using it to help the people of Haiti who can't help themselves.
Okay, well, thank you. Flash, going back to you, right now, and I'm just playing moderator because, oh, I suppose it would be helpful if I said that my name is Gwen Berry, and
and you're wonderful.
Yeah. I'm a teacher and sort of an old medicine broad in South Florida, a witch who is creating tools of transformation, working with the sensuality, crossing the bridge from the physical senses into the senses that we need to awaken and work with to walk into our future and to survive what's going on right now on the planet. And I do it through the company that sponsors this show, Daughters of Isis, and it's all through the lens of our ancestors and their traditions and stories and lessons, and the ethnobotany indigenous to the different cultures. So that's me in a nutshell. And what I'm interested in is having a conversation, ladies and gentlemen, about the extreme polarity as it builds this year. And Flash, I come to you because astrologically speaking, and the magnetics affect us. This is an ancient and valid knowledge that whatever's going on in the galaxy or the universe, the stars and the constellations surrounding us down through the heliocosm and through our sun is affecting us. And I would ask you as the astrologer in the crowd to talk about this time period between When it began, the solar eclipse, and it's going on through summer solstice, which happens on the 21st. It's the 21st this year, isn't it?
No, it's the 20th, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Well, see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Every year it's slightly different.
Right. Yeah. There's like 3 days in there or so that it varies, doesn't it?
Yeah. 20th, 21st, occasionally 22nd, right in there.
Yeah, 20th this time, though, yeah.
Are we in a leap year, ladies?
I think so,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, drag that magnetic bag onto it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, essentially, we've been having just a wild ride.
Yeah.
And some of us have been more and less influenced by the different constellations and how they're being. But I tell you what, since that eclipse, it's all hands on deck.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, it is just all hands on deck. I mean, I have felt very compelled to do the work that I'm doing in a stronger way, in a more reaching globally kind of way. That's been going on. But after the eclipse, it's like, okay, every day, that's your job. Never mind the other things you think you're supposed to do.
Well,
this is your major thing right now.
Right.
What are the actual properties of
the
assignments? And I mean the properties that people are tangibly working with on a personal level every day, because I think from my perspective, I look at it through the individual lens, and I see that all of us are facing yet again, and perhaps for a final, you know, crescendo, the entry or initiation, new initiations. Do you follow where I'm going, ladies?
Yeah.
Gentlemen? We are being reinitiated again, and this new initiation is about, you know, the challenge of facing that dark self, because that's where it always comes.
Mm-hmm.
To within, and I know Nicole and I have spoken about it. Nick and I have, right, Nick? We've been speaking about
mm-hmm.
this a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's the challenge, and if we turn and we look at what's going on around us socially and planetarily, the poisons that are just, oh, my God, did you ever think that you would grow to see the saturation of poison in this planet to where it's come to right now?
No, this is a real critical mass.
Yes, those are the two words, critical mass, critical mass. And I think we are part of another critical mass that's meant to come together. And I also think that politics and activism is part of it in a positive way with Occupy, bringing
mm-hmm.
critical mass of new consciousness up.
Yeah, back to trying to say it in an astrological way that's useful. With the eclipse, we had a tremendous download of energy. And it was coming because we had the sun and the moon in their relationship with each other eclipsing, and then simultaneously the constellation, the Pleiades. We had a download of major, major new energy from that system. And I think it was a real game changer, a spiritualizer. And as we come, we've got a lunar eclipse on Monday.
Ooh.
Eclipses are big deals.
Yes, they are. I agree.
And just a little backdrop, that the first Gulf War began and ended with eclipses.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, I became acutely aware of that. I was also born on the annular solar eclipse of my year. And so this particular eclipse was an annular eclipse. And I'm starting to understand that I get more affected by them. And
that would sort of be like your solar return almost. I mean, it's you.
Yeah, second
very
one.
Much
yeah.
into it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
the second coming of my whammy of new energy, which is a blessing, really. But most people, because of the relationship of the square between Uranus and Pluto that's been going on for almost 2 years, but it's going to peak, the first peak of the summer will be on June 25. And I'll explain what those two energies are. And when I tell you what it is, everyone will say, well, yeah, there it is. You've got Uranus, which is like, I don't care what the rules are. That was then, this is now, and I'm not particularly interested in doing them the way you think they should be done. Mm-hmm. Then you've got Pluto at a 90-degree angle to that, which says, well, that's a pretty good idea, but we're not going to have any of this liberal change. Sorry to say, no Band-Aids today. We're going to go to the core of the matter. And because it's in Capricorn, the core of the matter is the core of the matrix. And Capricorn is very much the New World Order. And so Pluto says, I see you. Your pants are down, and I'm not going to let you run things anymore. And Uranus is very into that idea, too. And so they're very explosive
from an
energy
point of view, right?
What's Uranus, that?
From what you were saying before, Uranus is an effect or an influence that is more of an outlaw sort of.
Yeah, they're both outlaws. But one works in the underworld, and one works wherever the hell it wants to work at whatever time it deems fit.
Right.
You know, and that's why things can seem very random. And these energies, like the Uranian energy, is working on our minds a lot. And it's bringing genius to the fore. But it's like structure, neither one of them wants structure. And Pluto is pretty bent on tearing it up. Uranus might want to play with it and make it work better. But Pluto says, we're going to burn the sucker down. So those energies are very much in play, and what do you think they're doing with the earthquakes and the weather?
The elements are responding.
Yeah, as above, so below.
Right, the elements are responding. And the elements are responding, and all of our folly is like the nuclear energy and the nuclear what we're doing with nuclear energy that we should not be doing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, you want to play with that big, nasty plutonium? Pluto says, I'm bigger than all the plutonium. Mm-hmm. And I can show you the mirror as to how that's going to work for you. The good news, the really good news, and this stuff isn't bad news. It's just, it can be really scary. And if you really want things to be the way they were, you can kiss it goodbye. Just period. And the really good blessing news that is coming very soon to a neighborhood near all of us is that Venus, and this won't happen again for 117 years. So this, even though these other things are big, this is bigger. This is more unique in this whole year of uniqueness. We have Venus that is going to conjoin and then transit the sun. So that means a huge, huge wave of feminine energy. It means the rising of the women, but also the rising in the divine feminine as it appears in men as well. Now, that doesn't mean they're all going to cotton to it just perfectly. That doesn't mean all the men are going to go, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? Indeed. Oh, I'll never rape again. I'll never destroy the planet. No, it's not going to just, like, snap into place. But those that are already leaning towards that, that's going to get bigger and stronger.
Now, that begins the 5th, 6th, or something like that?
June the 5th is when it happens. And it'll also, it won't be an eclipse that you can view the same, although it'll be visible all across the world as a little black dot. Because Venus, compared to the sun, is small. but it will be conjoining the sun on June 5th, and in this part of the world, on the East Coast, it'll be at 9:30, so we're going to be doing ceremony here at 9:30, June 5th, and we invite everyone to come or visit in on the ethers. But it's going to be a real good, sweet energy rise where a very, very positive, more receptive way of dealing with the world. It's like the patriarchy is on its way out, and this new blessing from Venus, really, it doesn't mean, okay, from now on the women are going to rule everything. It just means that the divine feminine energy, which is about receptivity, it's about patience, it's about looking at things holistically instead of a straight line, we're going to go in the circle, which means more attention towards recycling energy in general.
Mm-hmm.
The whole way of looking at the world is about to be given a nice shift into a more positive direction. And we know that
also, Flash, does that also mean more emotion or feeling,
whether
in a positive or negative way? It's just more of it, right?
Yeah, more of it. And depending on how you relate to your emotions,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be better or worse, bigger or smaller. But, you know, it's not just for women. It's going to affect the whole planet. But with all the reactionary stuff being done to women, this is going to be huge.
This is all of the political what have you, including the revolt. I mean, the Egyptian Spring was a woman who catalyzed that through YouTube. And you're not going to believe this, ladies and gentlemen, but my phone is getting ready to die, and I had charged up. Ruthanne, can I hang up my phone and hurry up and call with another phone in and still keep the show going?
It should work. You should have a minute, is what I've been told, just about. So that should give it a try, and if not, then we'll all call in again.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, so ladies, keep talking.
This is the shift we're talking about.
Exactly. We didn't know it was going to turn out so literal in the middle of the show.
This is incredible.
Hey.
I actually charged the phone especially for this show, and all of a sudden it's like I'm getting ready to do everything. Are you still with me?
Yeah, we're with
you.
Well, keep that phone on then and just grab the other one and call in. Then you should show up in the queue. And
I have to be the host.
No, you have to
be
the host. You've got to call the call-in number. You're right, yeah.
Okay, so.
Okay.
Well, hang on.
We'll stay put.
But then I did call back and got in to host. So it should work. This is crazy.
I'm going to do this real fast here. Just one moment, I will get this done. So don't fret and call back in, gentlemen. Here we go.
So the shift, yes. It works on a lot of physical levels, doesn't it?
It
I was
sure
talking
does.
To someone today about that. He said he'd been having, you know how we've all maybe had just pains in the head or something, shooting, you know, like the
terrible.
They're trying to, go back, I mean, the our heads, our different sides, they're trying to communicate or actually weave a new pattern. And
mm-hmm.
I find it interesting. But, yeah, you know, we just have to make sure we don't have anything really physically wrong with us before we just say, well, it's all due to this. But
oh yes,
yeah. The pains where you never had them. I've been having lots of smells. I don't know about you.
A little bit.
Ladies, are you there?
Yeah,
we're here.
The shift has happened.
Thank you very much. I have.
Oh
Who knew it would be just a telephone?
Gumersindu is asking me, well, I don't claim to be a psychic, but most of the ladies sitting here are. I did charge my phone up, especially for this today. It appears that my Unidyne phone is probably going to have to be replaced this week because it only kept a charge for like a half an hour. So,
okay, that sounds good.
We certainly appreciate everybody staying with us, and please continue, ladies, because you were on air while I was gone. So.
Oh, I want to comment on your the person in the chat. You know, I'm not a psychic, but psychics don't necessarily know everything that's going to happen. A lot of them know a
absolutely
certain area.
Not. Yeah.
So that's not even a viable question. But I think that this was said in fun. So anyway.
Yeah. Oh boy. And so Flash has given us all this wonderful astrological information, and I would bring it to everybody's attention that, you know, this oh, you did get a laugh, darling, thank you. I'm talking to the chat room. Basically we're talking about this incredible series of astrological and magnetic influences that are happening right here in this pocket of time, and I've heard more than one psychic, a lot of people who have been keeping tabs on this, from Greg Braden to folks like Barbara Clough the fellow who did the biologist from Sweden, Dr. Carl Kalman, who does all of that information on the biological resonance and alignment with the Mayan calendar. And by the way, it was last October that his calculation concluded it. I'm thinking that this pocket of time right now is some kind of, if it feels like some kind of wall switch, if you will, in a galactic wall switch, a little bit stronger than basically the winter solstice. It's like summer solstice, bang and boom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been building. It's been building and building since winter solstice last.
Mm-hmm. So this right now, in this pocket of time, one thing that I'm also seeing and hearing, and why I thought maybe we should get together and talk about it, is a major amount of people out there within the spiritual community and just within the everyday neighborhood, especially in the social networks. The polarities of light and dark, if you will, black and white energy, and fear has the heavier polarity right now. While in this, it's gotten more pronounced right now, is what I'm saying. I'm asking your opinion too.
Well, I have a question for you, ladies. I have a friend who loves ritual and totally believes in it, and he, for the last several months, has been just questioning also, do you think that what we would call the dark team, I love that phrase, that side, that they are doing actual, some of them, like the 1% of the 1%, whatever, the elites,
yes,
or say Bilderbergs, or some of those people, the multinationals whose names we don't know, do you think that they are actually doing rituals?
Practitioners?
Yes.
What we consider rituals, against us. Are they trying to gather in some kind of, I mean, is this what they're, are they trying to make us afraid so they get that energy and then they're using it around,
yeah,
again,
yeah,
they're turning it around against us?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is who's feeding off of all of this fear? I do think that there's validity in looking at that direction and understanding that people use this and have, let me be perfectly clear from my point of view, which is completely my own, that, you know, this is not something that has been introduced at the last minute in an end game here. This mm-hmm. is something that has been going on for thousands of years
right.
through Abrahamic
yes.
religious authority and the controlling aspects of that. And the heads of you know, the main controllers are the people who have been in power and whatever power is at that time represented by. I mean, at one time it was represented by steel. And the men who held the steel. And believe me, where I come from, there were a few broads on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't just carry harps around. You know, steel got the... And really, all of this patriarchy and this war mindset has also developed technology, if you will, too. It has thrust civilization forward, because we've been looking for the best, newest, completest, and this is an old song, war machine, and that is what has propelled us into the lifestyle we see surrounding us today. And many of the more feminine, that's the masculine projective of humanity. Now it's time for the balancing feminine to come in and take her place in equal authority to that. You know, this is a very simplistic, I realize, equation that I'm actually alluding to here. But when we're talking about the overall controlling factor, I think that every one of us, when we're talking, we use those words critical mass before, I think each and every one of us has a responsibility to take our own power back and to be in control of ourselves. And I think that is with this overall controlling thing, and I think occupiers are people who do that. I think that a lot of pagan communities have been representations of people doing that, people who have stepped outside the box of society for thousands of years, whether it's been communist revolts or... You follow where I'm going here, don't
mm-hmm.
you?
Mm-hmm.
And we're in this catalyst time, which is what makes it so acute and why it's, you know, we have all the information that we've been getting from all these wonderful multidimensional entities that are very good guides and very devious guides, and then there are those who are just outright negative guides who would like to see us creating this sphere. I think that's valid. I don't think all grays are bad guys and all reptilians are bad guys.
No.
That's not even been my experience. But I also know that I've had to deal with it on a very negative side a couple of times. And don't we all love the drama, you know? It's like there's that aspect to it, too, which always brings me back to where's my responsibility in this? And I think Flash said it very well when she said we're all working on ourselves. And I suggested this is a time of new initiation. Somebody
mm-hmm.
grab that ball and run with it, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think with the fear, I think, yes, I think there is a network of psychic dark happening, and I think especially with those of us who have been working to open ourselves as a conduit for light and feel more than just ourselves, we sometimes feel it like a general wave. I seem to be interested in the fear that is the people on the planet and feeling their fear, and then sometimes it attaches to my own, and that's when it gets big, and I go, now, wait a minute, and I have to self-adjust, as well as feeling this other kind of just general doubting, like trying to plant little things. And I agree with the responsibility of, you know, if there's nothing to attach it to within your own self, and you understand what your fears are being a human being, but you relax with them, and you have a communication with your own fears, which is not necessarily a negative thing. I mean, fear is part of survival, and it's a message or a signal just like anything else. But when it comes with all of this emotion and it starts to get big, that's when, you know, we start to wobble. So I agree. I think right now it really is all about knowing who you are and what your personal fears and strengths and where you're at, and then understand that being a conduit, you're going to feel these other things coming through, either from the other humans or from, you know, a spiritual side.
And can I ask, folks, how do we remedy this? How do we offer somebody within the community who would walk up and ask, Jesus, how do I get through this? I mean, I'm afraid, and then I'm locked into this. And many people right now, let's face it, a lot of fear is wrapped around exactly what Occupy Wall Street would say, we got to get rid of this shit. We're all afraid about money. That's number one.
Right.
I think you can feel that resonating everywhere. Of course,
sure.
It's more acute in certain countries where it's just the underlying reason for being afraid of losing your life right now, like, let's say, Syria, or Palestine,
yes.
Or perhaps down south, way down south.
Right.
It's these things are all based in the greed and the profiteering of large entities. And you were talking earlier, we were talking earlier about, Roseanne brought up, you know, who are these dark masters, these puppet masters? Do you think that there is a cabal, as it were? I think that's what you were asking, right, Roseanne?
Pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what?
We can definitely see the cabal of General Electric, can't we? Over there at TEPCO, not saying a thing or doing a thing. How shameful it is that all of these countries across the world have basically just totally walked away from helping Japan out. Look what's happening, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, where'd y'all go?
Yeah, no.
It's just a downer, yeah. Mm. No, you're right.
Well, I'll say real quick with what I would say if someone was working with fear is, it's just like Star Wars with the light and the dark. You know, the dark seems that it has an immediate and it's big, and that's all it's got. Whereas light, once light is there, light continues to grow. But if you believe that first, what is that?
We sort of lost you. I called you back in, Flash.
Yes.
I see.
Yes, I had a little problem.
Oh, I'm sorry. I called you back in. Should I have not?
No, that was good. I was having trouble with my phone.
Okay.
And when you were talking about trouble with yours, I had this feeling that others of us might too.
I've been having trouble with my phone since for like a week, and they tell me it won't be fixed till the 5th, so I'm surprised I'm still hanging in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My router in the house keeps going out. I have to go over like 5-6 times a day and unplug it and plug it back in. How's that for getting me? That's the other thing. Our patience it's like being in beginning fencing. Somebody with patience, has an epi of patience that keeps slapping your cheeks, you know, with that leaded tip. You know, and they say, wake up, you know, don't get teed off type of thing. And yet it's doing everything it can to piss you off.
Well, I'm sure some of you are aware that we have major interference going on.
Yes.
And my feeling is, you know, we got to keep looking at it like these are really annoying little gnats, and squat
and not
them.
Get upset. And not get upset.
Not get upset, but amp up the protection, amp up the protection.
Right, that's probably, yeah, best advice.
So one of the things that we would be offering to people is at this time the remedy of their anxieties and fears is to protect themselves and basically begin working with creative visualizations of energy, white light, and grounding to the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an excellent one. And then to go along with that would be personal meditation of whatever form that's going to take. Yeah.
Hey, middle pillar it and put that Merkaba in gear. You know, if whatever. And creative visual standards like these, like the Reiki symbols that the Reiki healers use, they all have their special resonance and electricity that anchors into an energy that's ancient on the planet,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Have any of you found that you're having interference even with your meditation?
Occasionally,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get bad little... I do a lot of it. If I'm not floating in water, then it's before bed when I do Sirius, and... yeah, I get some. I'll see actually the little darkness there. Yeah, yeah.
And the only reason I'm saying that is because I think a lot of us are experiencing it, and just to know that that's part of the picture, and not
exactly.
To feel personally mm-hmm. freaked out.
Right.
And that it's there. And it's a little bit of an insignia. The more light you're trying to share, the more crap might fall on your head.
Exactly.
But it's, you know, it's still...
You're right.
You know, okay, well, you just got a medal. They're screwing around with you. All right.
The medal, the gold star, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to look at it. Exactly.
Well, and that positive attitude is going to do a whole lot more for you. And
yes.
Keeping the positive, visualizing and putting that energy out in a positive way. We're not hearing much from our friend from the 804 area code, and I want to give you an opportunity to chime in if you're listening. And I'm terrible with names.
Hugh. Yes, Hugh. I'm just enjoying the wisdom that you're sharing. That's wonderful. And I break things down very simply, and that's part of the message I'm putting out to people, because they don't realize that we've been jerked around since birth, and we are very powerful. That's what they fear, and it is time to go inside, and what I say is to get out of your head into your heart, align it with the Creator, whoever you feel that may be, and ask divine guidance on a daily basis. And the other big keys are to be in gratitude no matter what your circumstances and to take actions, positive actions in your life and to help others less fortunate, and you'll be fine. And for the elites, I put out a message that God has harmonics, and harmonics have sound waves, and you can be sitting on your yacht over in the Mediterranean sipping a piña colada, and when God's harmonics come, you'll spontaneously combust or explode. The same thing if you're an underground bunker, because God's harmonics go wherever God wants them to go. But you can change your ways and maybe live a little longer if you begin to care and share and do the right thing from now on. They're running scared. They're finished. And
Right, right. This is the final.
The death throes of the patriarchy.
Yeah, I think Wall Street may crash, but let it. I mean, we'll just, you know, we'll do what we have to do to pull it all back together. But what I'm doing for business is I'm bringing the transparency there and forcing companies to be more responsible for their employees, their customers, the environment, the community. But what is most critical now is everything has to proceed with a whole new paradigm of love. It's been control, conquer, and divide since the beginning of time. But now we have everything in place, as you alluded to, with the occupiers globally, that consciousness is going to rise with the right intelligence pumped into it. We need more intelligence put into it. It's just that a finger pointing, they now have to have the evidence and bring the evidence to justice, because the corruption is rampant in big government, big business, mainstream media, and the churches, which you alluded to. And that all has to be rooted out.
You pretty well hit the roundup rodeo there, Hugh.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. if you don't get it all rooted out, then it's just going to come back. And as far as the fear goes, too, getting down to basics, we all are spiritual beings, and we came from spirit. We're here playing a game in the 3D realm. We're going to go back into spirit eventually. You can't take the toys with you, and I believe there is an accountability for what we did in our incarnation here. We came here with a mission and a purpose, and we should wake up to that and just, again, ask for the divine guidance. And people who think that they're too small to do anything, I love a quote by Gary Hirschberg, the CEO of Stonyfield Yogurt, said, "If you think you're too small to make a difference, then you've never gone to bed at night with a mosquito in the room." Contemplate that.
I've heard that. Exactly. That is excellent.
That happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I'm in South Florida, but hey, that resonates. That's the other thing, too. There's the question of all of the folks who would ask, you know, what about ascension? And that's part of our community, too, whether you're a pagan, neo-pagan, or you're a transcendentalist, or you're a Buddhist, or you're a Sikh, or, you know, there is a lot of people in the mainstream of New Age that is part of the spiritual community that we are part of that are fully convinced that there is going to be a harmonic resonation that takes place, ascending folks to another dimension. I want to address this. I know everybody has their personal perspective on it. Going into the fifth dimension, I think, is the basic premise of a lot of the ascension movement. And I have come to my own personal awareness that this is, especially taking a look around at my community, and understanding that we've got to begin to become locally sustainable, connective with this beautiful global consciousness that all of you and I are taking advantage of right now, bringing that into awakening our sensuality to the point where we don't need the technology anymore is the goal. But to folks who would say that, you know, well, it doesn't matter because we're all going to another dimension, I find that irresponsible. And I find it, it's the huge avoidance of the situation as it is in the moment. Any thoughts?
Well, I agree with you. And I feel this move, it's sort of like right now, we may know some of our parallel lives that we're living, and I think it's supposed to be, you know, somewhat along that line possibly, but as far as everybody packing up and flying off somewhere, I think that we're going to be here just, in, you know, but some will be raised to another consciousness level
while we're still here in body on this planet is what I think.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but I know, like, Flash lives in a wonderful environment in her own. She lives at Moonhaven and has a grandmother tree. And I can't think of anything else that would be more representative to say that, you know, paradise and heaven is right here surrounding us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that. That very strongly, and when you posed the question, what popped into my mind was a moment. I was at the Woodstock Festival, the real one, years and years ago.
Wow.
And you, Romney,
wow,
the head of the Hog Farmers, was on stage, and he looked out at all of us bedraggled, mud-soaked people in this. He says, "This must be heaven, man. There's always a little bit of heaven in a disaster area. Feed each other."
Oh, wonderful. Feed each other. Okay.
And sometimes, you know, these physical difficulties bring out the very best in people.
Oh, yes.
Well, we are definitely being asked to live up to our own dreams of what it can be. I think we're really being asked to step up to it right now.
Yes.
And I know I'm doing, I know what I can. This is my life path, and I'm very fortunate that I can embrace it this way, or I choose to embrace it this way. And I think more and more people have awakened and are awakening to the idea that, you know, the pursuit of riches and money and position or prestige in a faux pas social structure is just falling flatter and flatter. And it people are waking up to this because of the incredibly shocking news that the mainstream media does put out, but the stuff that they can't avoid putting out. I mean, how much longer will they be able to avoid Fukushima?
Right.
You know, ladies, gentlemen, Hugh.
Yeah.
How much longer will they be able? It's little indie radio shows like Flashes and mine and Ruthann and Brian and, you know, the Akashic Temple Radio, and Nick and I doing our gig, and Here Be Monsters with Jack.
Right.
We're the ones who are speaking
truth
to power, and we are the critical mass is the other thing that I wanted to, you know, come to that position. We are the critical mass, and we're stepping up to it to help enjoying more of the critical mass. We've been doing it for 20 fucking years, man, more. 87. It was 87, Harmonic Convergence, correct?
Yep.
Oh, I remember.
Yep, I was
that
on board.
Oh, wasn't it?
We had a ceremony right by the grandmother tree.
Oh, we had it on the shores of Lake Michigan. Yes.
Wow.
Oh yeah,
I completely was not there, but I was actually in I was in a great deal of I was losing my mom. She was crossing.
Ow.
And so when that occurred, but it was right afterwards. My kid sister led me into it. You know, I'd always been a student of the occult, and she led me into it. But, you know, since Harmonic Convergence, it was coming to this alignment with our star, our life giver, and the life giver of our galaxy, the heart of heaven to the Maya, on this, it does happen on this winter solstice. And yet, here we are, again, I would come back to this pocket of time and say,
that's why. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, that's why these forums and having these shows together, it's strengthening what I already
sense is that there are so many of us, and the media and the daily world around us doesn't know or isn't sure or doesn't want to talk about it. But just, for instance, you know, having you ladies that I feel like I know just from talking with you on the show, and then Hugh shows up and is clearly right along with the alignment, there's so many of us, and we're right here doing whatever we need to do, either quietly in our homes with creations or meditations or having these shows or going out with Occupy, all of these things. It's such a wonderful even these
opportunity.
Are like ceremony. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, and we're doing it. Actually, we could say we are stepping up and doing our jobs, the ones that
exactly.
have been pointed out. We made a deal to come here and do.
That's right.
The other thing that Ruthanne was talking about, too, that I think is incredibly important, and actually, Flash, you set one up on air, which I've never heard of doing, and I think it was a really brilliant idea. Ceremony. I think ceremony is incredibly important anymore, and the more, the merrier.
Mm-hmm.
And Flash set up when we had Dr. John and Ms. Amani on, and we were doing the
Soul Fire for the Gulf.
Right. We had an on-air ceremony that went from New Orleans to was it New York or New Jersey to me here in South Florida, and with you. In
North Florida.
And it's incredible. It was a real ring around the golf, too. And it was a ceremony on air. And I think that's brilliant. I think it's absolutely brilliant.
Right. A few of my friends used to do it on before Skype ever came around or anything, and they would, before Facebook or anything, they were get into just the email mode.
So you have
and
a chat room.
Do it. And, yeah, and, you know, I used to think, I wonder, but I know how powerful that is now. And true, because, I mean, the energy is everywhere, and so when you're directing it and focusing it, wherever you are,
right.
it's going to give you results.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
the ones online are great.
You know, as a psychic, you work... I mean, most of you who are doing psychic work probably work with people who are 100 miles away and more and 1,000 miles away.
Sure.
And it works. Yeah. How can I tune in? You know, I can tune into that. So why wouldn't we all tune in with each other?
Exactly.
It is an excellent idea. And I wanted to suggest before the evening was over that perhaps we could create a round tree. Hey, look, I got a stigma. A round table, if you will, or circle that comes together online at a designated time and day, perhaps once a month like this. And when we do, as Flash taught us, you know, there's nothing wrong with doing it as a ceremony. And inviting everyone that we know to follow in.
Right.
Great.
Well, what about doing it on the air?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Hugh should be invited as well.
There we go.
Can I interject something related to this, ladies? I just came across something unbelievable. It's a blog talk show out of Australia. It's called Oculus, OCULUS Radio. I first came onto the show May 25th, and what they are doing are bringing indigenous elders together from all over the world to work on solutions to help better mankind. And they mentioned that the Aborigines have donated 20,000 acres, and they're building a futuristic city over in Australia, too.
Wow.
This coming Wednesday, they have, like, ladies' night, So I hope you ladies will tune into that. And
this will
fit in perfectly with what you're saying. You know, this could be a global circle at a certain time that everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly would love to send that energy out, that anybody is welcome to join, and we really want people to join in, whether or not they're coming for the idea of ceremony. It's about connecting energy, and I think that it would be a great idea, like when Flash did it. We had a goal for these round table circles.
Sure.
In energy to establish and focus on through a point of discussion, but also as a beautiful way of sending healing energy specifically to the mother for some reason, like Fukushima or the coal dust fall off in Kentucky or the mountaintop removal, or to, you know, put a positive band and spin on the tar sands pipeline. You know, just absolutely positive things. And one of the best, the very best reasons to do something like it would be the Gulf, to open and close with the Gulf and the Pacific and what's coming out of Japan right now.
Yes.
You're right. The focus, because I'm... You know, I'm sure some of you are too. And the different, there's different groups that do global meditations every, you know, once in a while. And, you know, it'll take 24 hours because as we go around. And that's for world peace. But I mean, heaven knows, I can't knock that. But I like what you're saying as far as doing an actual ritual for a specific focused issue. That sounds really good.
And we can come together. Each of us responsible for a direction. I mean, hey, look, we've got 5 points here. You know,
right.
We got the four directions, and we've got spirit. You know, and that's a very basic, simple pentagram, if you will, or 5 points to come from, and we can come together with, you know, someone's out a week or a month, and somebody else steps in, but and gather or not, but just have it going on. And it also invites people to come in and ask questions and to find out what's going on with certain issues of healing the environment or even the economy. Hugh is focused on the economy, and gosh knows.
Right.
Suzanne and I are pretty politically active, I would say.
Yeah.
Well, I can help pick propitious times for it.
That's
excellent,
that's Flash. Yes.
That's astrological. Bringing that into it. And
that way
we're
gathering when there's momentum already.
It's a really good idea. And we have Kirby Monster's consciousness shift end of it. Or, you know, also, Ruth Ann, you have the Akashic Temple.
Yeah,
I have
the temple. Yeah.
And I know you have a show too, Flash, which the rules are a little different over there as far as time, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm 8:30 to 9 on Wednesdays. And it's called What the Animals Tell Me. So I'm particularly focused around those issues.
Well,
on that show.
We can go as far as 2 hours with what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
Nicole,
I think your station will be much better suited.
Nicole, you're up for this, yeah?
Absolutely.
So,
how many of us in this circle are used to doing ritual?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I would say I am used to doing ritual, and more I would call it ceremony. Because
yes,
it's so
I like that better.
Ceremony.
Inclusive
yeah.
of so many different cultures and individuals
right.
are unique. stepping into a circle of equals who have something as above, so below to share with each other.
Right.
I'm used to doing
ceremony
by myself or with one or two people. It's a new thing to do it with others, but I'm really excited to do that.
Yeah, this is a great idea, Gwen.
Yeah, it really is.
But you know what I think would really be helpful? You know, we're going to definitely start with one and maybe have some or all of us create it, you know, before we actually do it.
Yeah, a little bit laid out. At least, right.
Yes.
And I think it would be good to have some type of a guided meditation, then focusing in on that issue. But that's So.
Some kind of guidance to open the on-air ceremony, and then to close the on-air ceremony, and to include a guided meditation. I think it should also include the roundtable discussion element, because without it, then I think folks would not grasp everything. Do you know what I'm saying?
Little silence.
Well, we could start we could start with talking and explaining what we're thinking about, what we're working towards, and then do it.
If I could just interject, there is a website that has got it all put together just the way you're talking about doing it, and that's Sanctus, S-A-N-C-T-U-S, Germanus, G-E-R-M-A-N-U-S.net, SanctusGermanus.net. They're up in Calgary, Canada, and they do have a circle that they discuss, and then they put a seed thought out into the consciousness at the end.
That's nice. That's wonderful.
Nice.
And the name of the, how do you spell the Oculus Radio from Australia?
O-C-U-L-U-S, Oculus Radio. You can just Google that or blog talk at the blog talk that they're aware of me, so you can see if you can come on as guests individually or together or whatever. At least you'll see in the archives again. The show I came on was May 25th, and I was on again last night, and they actually honored me by asking me if I would take part in discussion with the elders when they bring them together. So that was quite
very nice. Yeah. I think that's good. And there again, because we have technology now, you know, the 13 grandmothers, they actually get together physically.
Right.
But, you know, they're getting, I think some of them may be up in years, and money is always an issue. So, I mean, I hope they get together physically forever.
With money,
but with this, what he's talking about, I mean, this is something that's good that, you know, if you can't get there, we've got technology now. So
we have a platform to offer that people can hear elders and invite some of the elders to join us with this idea of creating the, for want of a better name right now, an on-air ceremony that will bring people in for, and I think it's a wonderful idea to look to elders of different indigenous cultural expressions and different traditions. And not putting any cap on anything, you know, saying, we're a group of this or that, because I think we're meant to grow into the fullness of equality with one another, especially from the spiritual expression. I mean, I got to keep these cowboy boots on much longer. It's going to get pinchy.
I'm barefoot, so guess what?
I'd rather have my top siders on, darling.
Both girls.
Might I suggest that, I don't know about the others, but I know that, Gwen, you and I both have products that people can use that would help them get through these times.
Yes,
I'm such a terrible businesswoman.
Me too.
And basically, anyone can find the Daughters of Isis online catalog link on my show page. It's always there. You can put your link, and I will for these kinds of roundtables or circles. I will put your links also in there. / everyone's link.
Yeah, /silvermoon.com. Easy as pie.
There are basically every one of us has something to offer here. Ruthanne does several different. She produces several different shows on Blog Talk Radio.
Good old Blog Talk.
Yeah.
There you go. You've been at it for a long while, sweetie, and at ground level with a lot of education in the spiritual expression. Business. It's like I'm in the oil business, you know. And
you're
in the
oil business. Yeah. My sister Gwen is in the oil business.
Oh,
you can't kill anybody for it. Hey, it can happen. See?
And Nicole is an actor, a performer, a producer, a singer.
Yes.
Really, we're so Flash. Flash has her own CDs out. She is a performer, a singer, and a author. And also... an animal intuitive or animal whisperer. And, you know, we all just... spoke about your own, what you have to offer, too. I mean... Everyone has something to bring to the table as remedy and helpmate for folks to guide people right now through these. It's like we're pushing a bow through the water.
I just interject
right
now. Two more websites people could look at that will help them open their minds more. One is a friend, is a presidential candidate. His site is Light Party, LIGHT. PARTY.com, a Dr. David, who's the founder and director of the San Francisco Medical Research Foundation, a wonderful humanitarian. You'll have a lot of fun looking at that site. And another site is down in Florida, the Venus Project. You may be aware of it or not.
Yeah, I am.
I'm aware of that. Yeah, fascinates me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there are things out there, and just by sharing that information with other people, it'll change their way of thinking, again, related to the Occupy movement, Deepak Chopra gave them advice at the start of the movement. They didn't really follow it. He said that, you know, when you're there, just close your eyes and put your hand over your heart and just envision the most beautiful, wonderful world that you can. But
yes, he did. I played that on air for a while. Yeah,
right.
His meditation for him.
So we have to get them into that mindset more and put more of the kind of intelligence that you're talking about with, you know, the seed thoughts and things that you're putting out.
I mean, I have to hand it to my, and I was with a few of my brothers and sisters out there in the little town plaza today. Everybody's real pissed off at this governor, Rick Scott.
Yeah, we all cringe. Okay.
Yeah.
He needs to be gone.
Owls, Adbusters, and Anon. I am still. I have still got my Guido mask on, people. Okay. I don't walk away from the group that I stand at the bar rail with. And basically, I have to hand it to him because, as Hugh is saying, there's potential here, and I think we all realize that. You know, I think the first manifestation of As Above, So Below has been the spontaneous Occupy on the global front, and I have to hand it to them with their consensus at the GAs. Uh-huh. That is the way forward. That is going to bring us that local sustainability and yet global connectiveness through technology and trade that we really need to embrace. I mean, you know, ologies, isms, and ocracies and stuff, they're failing. They're failing us. And we need a bold, brand new vision. And as I've heard Flash say and many other healers and teachers who work with indigo and crystal children and the generations that we are building for right now, it needs a bold new vision that we're just the ground floor, we're the spear carriers for, you know?
Gosh, oh, yeah, dead air, yes. No, I agree.
Yeah, we really have to support the vision.
Yes.
It's true.
And help people see that there is a vision.
Yeah.
People who are feeling lost, like we were, you know, make them see that it isn't, you know, we're not lost. It's working. We can make sure that it happens.
There's a big global meditation on the 5th for the Venus-Sun thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know the exact number, the URL, but on my Facebook page, it's right there. And it has something like Welcome Venus. It's the Venus-Sun conjunction.
Yeah.
And it's one of the first things on my page. So if you just friend Flash Silvermoon, you can see what it is, and it's global.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be quite interesting Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
Ladies, Nick, are you still with us?
Yeah, actually, before we end, I was wondering, I have a quick question for Flash. I've noticed the past few days that the birds and butterflies and dragonflies are flying very high. I'm on the 8th floor, but I've noticed the birds for the past like 2 or 3 days are flying really high, like probably around 30, 40 stories high. Can you tell me what's going on?
Wow.
Well, we've just got such a real sped up electromagnetics. Like the electrode is going really fast and the magnetics are going slow. And I think it's a little confusing to the animals.
It looks a little confusing.
We're animals, but it's confusing.
I think what Nick is trying to ask is this an indicator of an elemental event?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I really think so. I think we're going to have some interesting stuff come down Monday and Tuesday. Energetically, I feel very, very positive about the bulk of it, but I think we're going to see some more earthquake-type stuff and political kind of stuff. And it's almost always, if you're going to have some big catastrophe earth-wise, you'll also have some kind of big unrest politically.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, thank you, everybody, for being with me this evening. Hugh, thanks for being with us. I hope you'll be back again.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And ladies, let's get it together and figure it out. We're all on. And Hugh, find us on Facebook. Flash Silvermoon and Gwendolyn Berry.
I'll leave a message for Gwen. I'm sort of I don't use the email. I look for people that have the technologies, but I'm a visionary, and I'll explain more about that as time goes on. But thank you very much for the time today, ladies.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, ladies.
Very welcome. I'd like to remind everybody that at 6 p.m. tomorrow is Here Be Monsters, the Sunday show with Jack Jodell and myself. And we were supposed to have Julia Trigg Crawford from Texas, who's battling TransCanada right now. Basically, she's scheduled, rescheduled for next week, and we'll just talk politics tomorrow, basically. Come join us, and at 7 p.m. I'm on the roundtable discussion at Progressive News Network with Rick Spisak and a whole bunch of other Florida progressive liberals.
Right. Going to get rid of Rick Scott. Yes, okay.
Yes, we do. Everybody, thank you so much. Nicole Tomasini, Flash Silvermoon, Ruth, I'm a okay.
Dan, that's okay. I'm Marte Fio.
Marte Fio. Exactly.
Nice to meet everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Yeah. Good
thanks
night. Thanks for having me, Quinn.
and ladies, we'll Skype this week. It was so much fun. I enjoyed it.
Me too.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.